To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to weep, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and to gather the stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart, and a time to sew together, a time to be silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, and a time for war, and a time for peace.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the United Church of Christ of La Mesa. I'm Felix Villanueva, I'm the senior minister here. And as we gather together, it's wonderful to see all of you. I know it's warm, and we're not robed up here because it's warm and we didn't want to sweat too much. But we want to say thank you for being here as we celebrate the life of a very special, special lady, Marilyn Pryor. And it warms our heart that Marilyn touched so many lives and that you're here with us. I know the family is grateful that you have responded so well. And just have very short remarks about Marilyn and about what we're doing here this afternoon. So bear with me. One of the things I like about the Roman Catholic Church is how they can take extraordinary Christians and make them into church saints. The Catholic Church canonizes those individuals whose life have been lived in an exemplary way and whose faith have touched others. And I'm saddened by the fact that in the United Church of Christ, we don't canonize people. Now, of course, the Catholic Church, there has to be proof that at least three miracles happened in the name of that person after the person is canonized. But in the eyes of the Catholic Church, saints are nothing more than friends and servants of God whose holy lives have made them worthy of God's special love. And we do not, as I said, we do not canonize individuals in the UCC. But if we did, Marilyn would for sure be a front runner to be canonized as a saint. Marilyn's life and devotion to God, to her family, and to her church, and to the community. Give testimony of a very, very special woman. I've never met anyone in my life as positive toward life as Marilyn. And she was truly one of our saints. And I'm proud to say that we have a few in this church, but Marilyn was one of them. A few days before her crossing the bridge, I had the opportunity to visit with Marilyn. And although in bed and unable to do much, she still had a positive attitude and a strong faith. During my visit, we spoke about life and we spoke about death. And you know what? Not once in my conversation with her did I hear a word of regret or anger. Actually, she said, I have lived a full life. She spoke of her faith. She spoke of her love. And she spoke about God. She spoke about being ready and about living a joyful life. And she commented that, she said, it's really weird, but I only sense this peace over me. At that time, her only regret was that she would not be able to teach Sunday school during the summer. And she told me to tell Mary Sue, our director of Youth, Young Families, and Christian Ed, that she was very sorry that she would not be able to make her commitment to teach our children. And the truth is that during my visit with Marilyn that day, I received from her much more than I gave her. The Apostle Paul refers to life as the good fight, as a race that needs to be finished well. He also talks about life as keeping the faith. Well, I can say that Marilyn fought the good fight, finished the race very well, and she kept her faith all the way to the end. Now, knowing all this does not make her death any easier for us to deal with. No matter what one might say, death is still a very hard ordeal for all human beings. We often wish in a childish way that life will never end. Many times we think that of death as an enemy of life and not a friend. But that is far from true. It is the knowledge that our years are limited that makes them so precious. Marilyn knew this, and that's why she lived life to its fullest. Rabindranath Tagore wrote, "Say not in grief that she is no more, but say in thankfulness that she was. A death is not the extinguishing of a light, but the putting out of the lamp, because the dawn has come." And I hope that as we celebrate Marilyn's life this afternoon, we learn from her example, and that we embrace life, that we embrace our fellow human beings, that we embrace God, like she did it, all the way to the end.